All right. Good morning, boys. We got any prayer requests this morning here?
South Dakota.
Okay. Brothers in South Dakota.
Brothers around the world.
Okay. Different brothers and sisters around the world. All right, let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come here this morning and gather together, Lord. And we just pray that you'd have us to have open ears and eyes to your word this morning. Help us to dwell on your word and apply it to our hearts and be faithful to you this week. We just ask that you'd bless these young people. Just lead, guide, and direct them, Father, to where they could grow up and be men of God and serve and honor you. Just ask that you'd be the different prayer requests this morning as well. These things we ask in your name. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and start with your memory verse, the verse that your dads and fathers had asked you to get. So everybody knows what we're doing, why don't you just stand up and when it's your turn, you say what you're telling a verse about and say your verse then. Go ahead and stand up and we'll start right here with you, Roger. Okay, the four Aurora boys, good deal. We'll start all four of them. Yeah, we do. Yep. Please start.
The people that in darkness sat, a glorious light have seen. The light has shined on them who long in shades of death have been.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and on his shoulder ever rests all power and earth and heaven.
His name shall be the Prince of Peace, forevermore adored, the Wonderful, the Counselor, the Great and Mighty Lord.
His righteous government and power shall over all extend, and on judgment and on justice based his reign shall come.
Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not unto men.
Colossians 3:2-3. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, in the which ye are called in one body, and be thankful.
Matthew 7:12. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them.
Ecclesiastes 2:15-18. I don't know. They that fear the Lord will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways. And they that fear the Lord will seek that which is well pleasing unto him, and they that love him shall be filled with the law. They that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight, saying, not fall into the hands of the Lord. We will fall into the hands of the Lord and not into the hands of man. For as his majesty is, so is his mercy.
My verse about family, Matthew 10:37-40. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter
of me that is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and follow me after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me.
Ecclesiastes 7:14. Use not many words in the multitude of elders, and make not much babbling when thou sprayest.
Ecclesiastes 2:15. They that fear the Lord will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways.
Ecclesiastes 2:15. They that fear the Lord will not disobey his word.
Ecclesiastes 7:15. Hate not laborious work, neither husbandry, which the Most High has ordained.
This is when someone did right. One time me and my sister were fighting, and we had to weed the asparagus patch, and then it was getting dark, and we were poking a little, and it was getting dark, and the girls came and helped us.
This is something that somebody did right.
One time our aunt gave us M&M's, and she just could hold four. And Mom told David to give two, and he gave four.
The eyes that mocked his father and despised to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it up, and the young eagle shall eat it.
Luke 8:15, but that on the good ground are they? Are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience?
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. And he that comes to God has believed in God. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
We're supposed to get something when someone did right. One time I forgot to lock up the chicken coop, and the next morning the dogs went and were killing some chicks, and Harvey went and chased them away.
But Noah found grace. With the Lord. Genesis 6:8.
Did we miss anybody? All right. You guys can be seated now. All right. I think we're ready for Psalms 14, and I'm going to read through 14 and 15 here. Verse 1, chapter 14. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Moving to chapter 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. All right. It seems like just a few weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, Brother David had a message and he talked about this Psalm chapter 15. And he referenced about how it's just some really good scriptures and verses right here about how you get into the kingdom of heaven. Each verse there has got some really, really good information there and some good points. And that's what I want you to do for your memory verse next month, or next week. I want you to memorize chapter 15 in Psalms here, so you guys can kind of dwell on that and see if you can memorize that and apply that to your lives. All right. That's all I have here this morning. Here, Smith.